Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is how a verb and an adverb messed up the inauguration. I took a break from work Tuesday to watch Barack Obama's inauguration, and like millions of other people, I saw a bit of confusion between Chief Justice John Roberts and Obama during the oath of office. Roberts started reading the oath for Obama to repeat, "I, Barack Hussein Obama," and then there was a problem. Obama started to repeat him at the same time Roberts started to give the next part of the oath, "Do solemnly swear." Roberts seemed a little unsettled and then put the adverb faithfully in the wrong place in the next part of the oath. Obama seemed to know it was wrong, paused, and seemed to urge Roberts to try again. Roberts got it right the second time, but Obama repeated it the incorrect way Roberts had said it the first time. Here's what it sounded like.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States faithfully.
And will to the best of my ability.
There are two grammar issues going on with the misplaced faithfully: modifier placement and verb splitting. The first question is, does it change the meaning of the sentence to put the adverb faithfully at the end of the sentence instead of right before the word serve? Does it matter whether Obama swore that he would faithfully execute the office of the president or would execute the office of the president faithfully? Just looking at the meaning of the sentence, it doesn't matter. It means the same thing whether the adverb is right before the verb or at the end. Some grammarians say it's better to put the modifier directly before the verb, so they would prefer to faithfully execute. But it's more of a style issue than a hard and fast rule. Sometimes a modifier at the end of the sentence can impart a surprising meaning, although that isn't the case with the oath. But imagine an oath where someone swore to uphold the office of the president secretly or humorlessly. It would be weird to hear someone say they would humorlessly uphold the office of the president, but it would pack more of a surprising punch if the oath taker said he would uphold the office of the president humorlessly. You'd hear that humorlessly at the end, and you'd probably do a double take, thinking, what did he just say? So, placing a modifier at the end of a sentence is a stylistic tool you can sometimes use to achieve surprise in your writing. I think it's an interesting side note that although the mixed-up oath didn't have an altered meaning, and the U.S. Constitution doesn't seem to require the new president to take the oath, Roberts and Obama went through the oath a second time in front of a small group of reporters to make sure no legal problems would arise from their flub. But back to grammar. The second topic we can think about is verb splitting. Most of you have probably heard the grammar myth that you can't split infinitives. It's a myth, and if you haven't heard it or disagree, you can check out Grammar Girl, Episode 9, which is only available on the quickanddirtytips.com website. It's not on the feed anymore. Now, if Obama were promising to faithfully execute the office, then faithfully would be splitting the infinitive to execute. But the exact phrasing of the oath isn't to faithfully execute. Instead, it's I will faithfully execute the office. So it's not a split infinitive because there's no to. It's called a split verb phrase, but the concept is exactly the same as a split infinitive, and it's okay to do it, just as it's okay to split an infinitive. The verb phrase is will execute. Will is an auxiliary verb. To say you will faithfully execute uses the word faithfully to split the verb phrase will execute. The famous psychologist and linguist Steven Pinker had an interesting op-ed piece in the New York Times yesterday, in which he noted that even though it's not a rule, Chief Justice Roberts has shown a tendency in past writings to avoid splitting verb phrases. I want to stress that it's not a rule. It's fine to split verb phrases. But it seems as if Roberts thinks it's a rule, and Pinker speculates that when Roberts was thrown off by the interruption, he rephrased the oath in his head to fit his view of how sentences should be written. We'll never know what was going through Obama's and Roberts' heads during the inauguration. The bottom line is that it's fine to split verb phrases, but some people, powerful people like the Chief Justice, think it's not. So it's just like splitting infinitives and other grammar myths. If you're going to do it, you should be prepared to defend yourself. So, who would have thought that the inauguration could lead to an interesting grammar discussion? Grammar pops up everywhere. If you go to the transcript of this episode on the Grammar Girl website, you can find the YouTube video of Obama taking the oath and watch it for yourself again. And if you want to go on a hunt, Dianne Feinstein also made a small gaffe that jumped out at me, but I can't find a video of it anywhere. I think it was during the transition between the music and Obama's speech, but I'm not certain. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing, which is available where all fine books are sold. If you like this podcast, you might also enjoy my free email newsletter, which contains daily grammar tips. You can sign up on the Grammar Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.